This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. I want to start out the newscast here with letting you know about the updates to warnings and advisories. A winter storm warning now in effect for parts of northwestern South Dakota and the Black Hills. And it's now a blizzard warning for the rest of South Dakota. That has just been announced by the National Weather Service. We will continue to follow this throughout the afternoon. U.S. Senator Mike Rounds says he's pleased President Donald Trump is reconsidering the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Rounds and other South Dakota Senator John Thune say they're concerned by the president's trade war with China. He says that partnership is a good counter to proposed tariffs by the Chinese government. The president abandoned TPP talks shortly after taking office. Senator Rounds says he wants the president to sign the Trans-Pacific Partnership the way it was written in the first place.
If he does still feel that it's necessary to go through and to do each one individually, then get started and get it done. And then let's go back in, because we've got a little bit of time, not a lot of time, but then let's go back into China and let them know that we've got other agreements completed. And now we do speak with a position of more force, or at least with a better negotiating position, than simply going in having nothing in place with those 500 million people in the Pacific Rim area.
Rounds says that gives the president negotiating power from a position of strength. Heavy snow and powerful wind gusts are set to make for difficult travel Friday in western South Dakota, with portions of northwestern South Dakota and the Black Hills under a winter storm warning and a blizzard warning up for the west central plains. Greg Richards with the National Weather Service in Rapid City says the snowstorm will hit West River hard. He says the snow should start early Friday morning for a majority of the area. Forecasters say several inches of snow are expected, up to a foot or more in some spots. Again, we will continue to follow this throughout the afternoon and on Morning Edition tomorrow with STPB's Gary Ellenbolt. We have more news for you on Twitter. Give us a follow there at STPB News.